Chicago-based Environmental Law and Policy Center is paying for the billboard, which is west of Oconomowoc. The group is also funding a similar poster in the Milwaukee Amtrak station. Center Executive Director Howard Lerner says now that Congress has delayed action on the next transportation bill until next year, Wisconsin can still get in on some federal funds to replace the high-speed rail dollars Governor Walker rejected almost 4 years ago.
Whoever's the governor of Wisconsin ought to be going to Congress and saying, let's move high-speed rail and get it back on track in Wisconsin.
Lerner says Republicans in Michigan and Democrats in Illinois are moving ahead with their high-speed rail projects. But if Republican Scott Walker remains governor of Wisconsin, it does not appear he'll be asking Congress to stretch faster rail across the state. He stands behind his decision of 2010.
The bottom line is it was a boondoggle. It would have cost the taxpayers up to $10 million a year. It was $810 million of money for a line between Milwaukee and Madison that few, if any, would have used. And anyone doubts that, look elsewhere around the country. At the time, the big push was for California. California, I believe, has seen, if my memory serves me right, three times the cost explosion in the last 4 years, and they still don't have a rail line.
But the Environmental Law and Policy Center says Walker's focus should be on Midwest high-speed rail. The current billboard will be up for a couple of months, and another sign may be up for the fall election season. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.